Autism. Could autism be caused by a motherhood deficiency? A quick internet search on this subject turned up a paper by Maxon J. McDowell, PhD. The title of his paper is Autism Statistically Linked to Early Non-Maternal Child Care? The paper presents a case that supports a yes answer to this question. And McDowell proposes an interesting theory about mothers and infants' eye contact and how the ability to follow another person's gaze relates to empathy. It seems from what he said that breastfeeding babies might be important in preventing autism. I found his paper to be interesting, informative, and persuasive. It made me wonder if autistic people could be helped by peekaboo therapy. A while back, I did a narration about the linguistic aspects of early childhood developmental problems caused by public schooling. My basic premise was that a six-year-old is heavily dependent on his mother and other family members for care. His comfort is determined by his ability to communicate and persuade. While he was learning his mother's language, she was also learning his language. The school teacher has no clue about his idiosyncratic language on that crucial first day of school. So he ends up being stressed out by the loss of communications ability, not to mention that the caregiver to child ratio just went from 2-to-1 to 1-to-10 at a minimum. The child is getting as much as 100 times less attention than he got from his mother. I go into more detail on this subject in my Idiolect narration. You can listen to that on allrightsounds.com if you're interested. That's allrightsounds with one L. I think double letters are redundant. So, if linguistic shock is damaging to a six-year-old entering public school, how much more damaging is it to a three-year-old entering daycare? The three-year-old is even more dependent on his mother and family and has even less ability to cope with a new linguistic environment. And the daycare person has even less social status and lower pay than the public school teacher, so she is less motivated to be concerned about the welfare of the child than the public school teacher. Our society treats children terribly. They are born into debt slavery. The lower classes owe the so-called national debt to the upper classes on the day they are born. A baby had no say in creating the debt. The baby got no benefit from spending the money owed. And the baby has not consented voluntarily to pay the debt. It's literally an insane economic system and it's crazy of the people of the world to put up with that kind of treatment. Every child should be born debt-free. Our children are born with a sentence of 12 years of public school slavery, where they will be brainwashed with boring statist lies. Our children are denied the right to work so that they are viewed by their parents as an economic liability. Without all our laws and restrictions, a child would be an economically productive and respected member of a family by the age of 12 and get much better treatment than children get today. Our children need to be able to work as soon as they can do so, and they need to receive fair compensation for their work. Our system degrades and denies the natural authority of parents so that they think of children as huge liabilities. This stands in stark contrast to that first commandment of the Old Testament, which says, "Honor thy father and thy mother." The sooner we can change the way we treat our children and our families, the sooner we can escape the necrotic, legalistic trap into which our society has fallen. In order to take our country back, we need to take our children back. Our children need to be fairly compensated for their work, not sentenced to years of slave labor at birth. Autism is on the increase because the quality and quantity of care our children are receiving is on the decrease. Children could be doing a lot more to take care of themselves and other members of their families if we would just let them do it. Children want to do what they see their parents do. If children are allowed to see their parents working, they will pitch right in as soon as they are able. Our social system needs to be working to keep families together. We need to stop forcing family members to all report to different W-2 jobs so the state can collect more taxes. If we stop doing that, we could also stop clogging up our highways with single-passenger SUVs commuting 40 miles a day to their assigned tax plantations. We can't expect our children to grow up to be happy, productive, and free if we keep sending them off to slavery school. Even for very little kids, freedom works. Always, everywhere, and for everyone, slavery sucks.